is always connected with food. Welcome to Hanukkah Meditations 2023. Tonight's the third night of Hanukkah. Three candles. But I hope that when you're sitting at your Hanukkah candles, you also got yourself a couple of donuts, not too many because it's unhealthy. But it is a custom on Hanukkah to eat donuts simply because they're fried in oil. Or potato latkes, it's also fried in oil. Now what's fascinating is that for some reason, these Jewish festivals are always connected with food. On Pesach we eat matzah, on Purim we eat hamantash, and Sukkot we eat in the sukkah and so on. Now, of course, food brings celebration and warmth and getting together and social connection and so on, but there must be something deeper, and particularly on Hanukkah. On Hanukkah, we celebrate and commemorate the miracle of the oil by lighting the menorah, by lighting the candles, by lighting something that burns bright, just like the menorah, the candelabra did in the times of the temple. Why is it necessary to then add another layer of custom to eat something in oil? Isn't the oil in the Chanukiah enough? But there's actually quite a deep idea. And that is, the flames of the Hanukkah candles represent the purity of the soul, the power of the soul, the essence of the soul, the miraculous nature of the soul. They represent a very deep connection, a miraculous comeback that the Jewish people reconnected with God. But here's the problem. Often when we realize we have a soul, it kind of remains a standalone. It is there somewhere buried deep within us. It is pure, it is infinite, it is holy, but it doesn't have much of an impact on the rest of us. Have we absorbed our soul in our consciousness? Have we absorbed our soul in the way we live, in the values that we implement, in the practices that we experience day to day? And that's the lesson of the donuts. That the oil, which represents their purity, you know, oil doesn't dilute with anything else, and Kabbalah tells us that's why it produces a flame, because it represents that transcendence of the soul that is separate from everything else, that is greater and deeper than everything else, but it needs to be absorbed. It needs to be permeate. When you mix oil with food, it goes everywhere. The whole thing becomes oily. And that's good. Again, not in excess, but it's a good reminder that the purity of the oil, the purity of the flames need to permeate our consciousness and have an influence on the way we live day to day. So let's just close our eyes for a moment and think about this. Just relax. Maybe sit next to your Hanukkah candles if they're still burning. And think of the flames. Just connect to the flames. It's the third night tonight. Even if you could sit next to them or just imagine them and see that pure, see those pure flames flickering in the darkness of the night. Burning peacefully, burning with purity, burning with holiness. It's a holy moment. It's a holy experience. Then just think of yourself. Think of a day, think of a regular day. Your routine, your mealtime, your relationships, your business. Has the soul filtered through? Has it seeped through your conscious daily living? Do you think about your soul in your relationships? Do you think about your soul in your daily experiences to live with values and morality? Do you think of your soul when you eat? Maybe upgrade kashrut and make a blessing on the food. Think of your soul on a Friday night to light Shabbat candles on time. Is the soul like a donut, or has it remained just a flame? sitting next to the Hanukkah candles, think about that. Maybe we can take Hanukkah with us and implement one more thing so the soul can have an effect on the daily routine, our eating, our food, our physicality, the mundane, the neutral. Hopefully we can absorb that message, each one of us, in our own way, in our own journey. Hanukkah Sameach.